This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Start spreading the news. Come on!
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and as you can probably tell by now, it's going to be a little bit of a different show today. Yes, it is The Fool and the Opera. It is still The Fool and the Opera, but tonight, just for one night only, we're going to forget about the Queen of the Night because we're rolling out the red carpet for the Queen of the Desert. It's going to be a Broadway special tonight because it's going to be opera meets Broadway because, well, in the lead up to the almighty Broadway bedtime live extra extravaganza, as I've decided to call it, because you really need to add the second extra. It's their 200th show today for Broadway Bedtime. So in order to sort of be the warm-up act for Will and PJ, because they're coming up just right after my show today at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be a fantastic night of wonderful artists, and it's going to be a great night of Broadway. But of course, as you know, there's going to be a bit of a crossover between Broadway and opera. So I tell you what, today it's going to be The Phantom, The Gallant Crew, and The Dancing Queen, because we are going to be playing a lot of Broadway tonight. It's going to be a little bit educational, as always. We're going to be playing the things that you probably wouldn't expect to have a crossover between opera and Broadway. But, you know, there's also going to be a cavalcade of wonderful and very weird and strange characters as well, as you've probably picked already from the theme, The Phantom, The Gallant Crew, and The Dancing Queen. And I've had a text just come in from Mark. Thanks very much for Mark. He says he loves the opener, which, of course, was the wonderful, wonderful Pavarotti and Liza Minnelli singing New York, New York. Anytime I want to get picked up, that's the song that I play to make myself feel good, because I tell you what, the two different styles of singing there together is just so exciting. And of course, as you know, many folk out there will know, they'll probably be heading off to see Liza as well. If you're not heading off to see Liza or Broadway Bedtime, you can well, you've got to be heading out to one of the two, because it is just an amazing night of wonderful music today. So that was my little tribute to Vito and Bill. Thanks very much for a wonderful show that they always do before my show. It's behind the scenes. And yes, well, today we're going to be playing a little bit more of a Broadway-style theme. But as you can probably know by now, if you've listened to the show before, I never follow the standard path of exactly where the music should sound like. And well, most people, when you say Broadway and opera in the same box, you usually think of a little man with half a face. He usually wears a mask on one side of his face, and he wears a cape. And of course, he hasn't watched The Incredibles before, because as we all know, that if you've seen The Incredibles, you shouldn't be wearing capes, because they're quite hazardous. But this gentleman does wear a cape, and he gets around in the dark, and he's called the Phantom of the Opera. And I want to play you a piece of music from The Phantom of the Opera, but, of course, we never walk on the usual path here at The Fool and the Opera. So this is by a bit of a rock band called Nightwish, and it's from their album Century Child. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. Teehee is the sound I want to make, because that was a very interesting little track, wasn't it? Nightwish, they're sort of a symphonic power gothic metal is what they like to call themselves. They're a band from Finland, and it's a very interesting version of The Phantom of the Opera. And the vocal, the lead vocals is a last name, Tarja Turunen, and well, of course, she's from Finland as well. And her direct connection to opera is she actually sang in opera. She was part of the Finnish Finnish National Opera, and in 1999 she actually sang in a rock-themed ballet opera called Evangelicum, and it actually sold out, which was lovely. And she's done it. She started off with a bit of a classical background as well, so very wonderful to see the sort of lending of operatic music, as we mentioned before, into other different styles. And well, the Phantom of the Opera itself is a musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber, based on the book by Gaston Leroux. And well, it's a very popular show, and it's been in, well, it was in Melbourne for decades almost. And I must confess, I've never actually seen it. And I've been scolded every time I say it, but it's probably one of the most known, you know, West End and Broadway shows. And the music itself has, you know, just been used in so many different versions, as you heard just earlier before. And the thing I hear is that it was actually written because Lloyd Webber, when he wrote it, his wife was... Sarah Brightman. He wrote the role of Christine around her so that she can star in it for, you know, she had something to do. So there you go. Opera meets Broadway meets gothic metal, I think it was. Now, in an interesting turn of a, well, twist, I must add, Love Never Dies is a new musical being written by Lord Webber, and it's the sequel to The Phantom of the Opera. Now, I didn't know that you could have sequels for musicals, but apparently so, and apparently Webber can do it. So there you go. We will wait with bated breath to see how that turns out. In the meantime, we are playing Broadway tunes on The Fool and the Opera today because, well, it's going to be... we're the warm-up act to a wonderful little concert that's going to be happening tonight. Well, it's not so much a concert as a giant cavalcade of wonderful people. There's just a huge name of list of stars, and I hear... there are still tickets at the door, so if you rock up, it's going to start off at around about 7. And so the doors will open in about 10 minutes, and you can head your way down to the Alma Sports Club, and there's going to be tickets at the door, and it's very worthwhile going to see because it is going to be Broadway Bedtime. It's going to be their 200th show. And I'm going to head down a little bit later as well because I want to celebrate this with Will and PJ. It's quite a milestone. 200 shows, if you sort of divvy that up, I think that's about 5 years of on-air programming. So it's huge. It's phenomenal. And so they're going to have a three-hour spectacular, and it's going to have people like... who have we had on the show? We've had Josh Pitterman. So Josh Pitterman will be down there with them from the Ten Tenors, and... there's also Daniel Scott. I believe he was in Jerry Spring of the Opera, so we might play a little track from Jerry Spring the Opera a little bit later as well. And no, actually, Daniel Scott, I believe, was in Priscilla, Queen of the Night. Desert. No, Queen of the Night is the opera that... the aria from Mozart's opera. I'm getting terribly confused now. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to move to the next track. We've got a track called The Beggar's Opera, and I'm playing it because way back when Broadway first started in New York, there wasn't really much of a theatre scene at all until about the 1750s, and one of the first shows that they ever had was a little number called The Beggar's Opera. And so I'm going to play a track from it. It's called Cease Your Funning, and it's sung by one of our best divas ever. Her name is Kiri Takanawa, and I will just leave it to her to explain the rest. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. It's a little bit of fun today because we're playing a few Broadway tracks on the show because, well, we're in the lead up to Broadway Bedtime. They're having 200 shows today, and doors are opening in about 5 minutes, and there's tickets still at the door, so do head on down because I'll be there as well. You can come say hi to me. There's also going to be some wonderful performers tonight, including, well, we mentioned that Josh Pitterman was going to be there, and we also mentioned that Daniel Scott was going to be there, but there's a few other names as well that might be of interest to you. There's Damien Birmingham, Paul DeLitt, Drags Aloud, Esther Hannaford, Amy LaPalma, David Harris, apparently I've been told, is somebody to worth going to see. He might even take his top off. Adrian Delaney and James Millar, who was the gentleman who was in Jerry Springer the Opera. Tyron Parr, Park, Alex Rathgeber and Rose Wax and Robin Wormsley as well. We'll be providing a bit of tinkering on the keys, so definitely check it out. And of course, as always, because the boys always like to get involved, Will and PJ themselves will also be doing a few numbers as well, so it's going to be a worthwhile little night to go to. It's a fundraising concert for Joy as well. It's going to be an extra extravaganza. It's on tonight and it starts at 7. It's going to be live broadcast as well, but I highly urge you to go on down because, well, there's nothing like seeing it live, being able to reach forward and touch the performers, you know, that sort of thing. Actually feel, you know, the energy of the room, I think is what I was trying to say there. It's $30 for general public, $20 for Joy members, and $15 for Joy member concession, so definitely check it out. It's at the Alma Sports Club, 1 Wilkes Street in North Caulfield, and it starts at 7, as I mentioned before, and you can check out the details of the different performers, if you like, and who they've performed with in the past at broadwayatbedtime.com. And, well, as I said, we're doing I'm the warm-up act today. And as I said to Gary, it's been better being the warm-up act than it is being the fluffer. And, well, the track that we just played just then was called, was from the Beggar's Opera, and it was called Cease Your Funning, sung by Kiri Takanawa with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and with Richard Bonning as well. He's got a nickname that I can't read out on air. See if you can figure it out. Now, the Beggar's Opera is a ballad opera in three acts, and it was written in 1728 by John Gay. And it was one of those numbers that was quite popular in early day New York Broadway. Because as I mentioned before, Broadway really didn't have anything on, New York didn't have much of a theatre presence until about 1750, when two actor managers, their names were Walter Murray and Thomas Keane, got together and they established a resident theatre company at the theatre on Nassau Street. And, well, it only had about 300 people, but from that 300 people, it sort of developed into what you see today. And it's this huge conglomerate of, you know, giant billboard signs and wonderful streets of energy and fun and excellent shows. And, it all started with, you know, little Shakespeare plays and ballad operas like The Beggar's Opera. So that's where it all started. And skipping forward a few years, because not much happened in Broadway for a few years after that because of the Revolutionary War in America. There was a major riot in the 1850s, which I want to mention because opera and Broadway sort of played this, musical theatre sort of had this bit of a clash, a bit of a tiff, and it resulted in the Astor Palace Theatre riots, and that was about in 1849, and it really came down to the fact that in New York City the entertainment was split down two lines, and opera was chiefly for the upper middle to upper classes, and the minstrel shows and melodramas were for the middle class, and variety shows for the lower class and working class people slumming it, of course, in New York City. So it's interesting to see that I suppose the stereotype of the time has really stuck through and it hasn't really changed that much. Anyway, I digress. I want to play you another track now, and it's a nice little sort of, you know, way back in the time when, and this one is where are we talking about? It's about 1878, I think, would have been the year. And when I mentioned the Gallant Crew earlier, I only know of this track rather terribly via a little Simpsons clip that the age-old fight between Bart Simpson and Sideshow Bob. You know, every time Sideshow Bob gets out of jail, he tries to take out Bart for revenge. Well, this is one of those little revenge moments, and this time Sideshow Bob actually has Bart. He's got him. And he says, "Bart, say your prayers. Any last requests?" And Bart says, "Yes, I'd like you to play the entire score of HMS Pinafore." You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
My gallant crew, good morning.
Sir, good morning.
I hope you're all quite well.
Quite well. And you, sir?
I am in reasonable health and happy to meet you all once more.
You do as well, sir.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. And I highly recommend, if you are interested in doing a bit of radio programming and you're under 25, I think it is, 26, under 26, between 16 and 26, I think it was, definitely get in touch with us, because we are looking for presenters and producers and all sorts of other people to get involved with Generation Next. It's a wonderful little program. I got kicked off it this year because I turned 26. Yeah, I think that's the age where technically in community radio youth ends, apparently so. Now, I wanted to make mention of the fact that, well, we just played a bit of Gilbert and Sullivan just then, HMS Pinafore, the play that was, not the play, the musical that was quite popular in New York on Broadway, one of the comic opera hits of its time, and there's a there's a bit of a swear in there that I find really funny. He says, "I never ever use a swear with a big, big D." And I can't for the life of me figure out what that could possibly be, because I think times have shifted much and I don't think the big, big D is really that important anymore these days. But anyway, maybe it's connected to that, the nickname of Richard Bonning. Now, so I also wanted to just quickly say the very last lines from that particular piece of music. What a pleasant and plump person. I think the ways that we've viewed beauty, I suppose, has shifted somewhat slightly as well. Not saying anybody's more right or wrong than anyone else, but it has slightly shifted. And I think it shows in that particular piece of music. Now, we are playing Broadway tracks on The Fool and the Opera today because we are the warm-up act, quite honourably. Quite an honour to be, rather, the warm-up act for Broadway at Bedtime. The 200th show coming up, and it's going to be a bit of a fun evening. And so I thought that it's time for us, now that we're getting closer to them, we should move away from the older Broadway stuff and start going to more of the more modern stuff, the stuff that I suppose if you're tuning in, getting ready for Broadway Bedtime, you'd recognize a little bit more. And so I'm going to play a little track, and it's going to be one of those little games. So for those of you at home listening right now, you can get involved in this. It's 0427JOY949 is the SMS. The email is onair@joy.org.au, and also we've got Moonwalk and Jerry on the phones as well. It's 9699-2949, and we're going to play a track. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to guess exactly why it's connected to opera. It may be pretty easy for you, but, have a go anyway. So I'm going to play a track from a wonderful show called Rent. And this album version is from the motion picture soundtrack. So every time I've played it, people have always gone, "Oh, I don't have that version. Which one is that?" So it's the motion picture soundtrack, and it's a beautiful little number. In fact, I might even dedicate this one to Petro. This one's for you, Petro, because, on those nights when, we're just walking down the streets doing nothing, we like to sing this. It's rather embarrassing, but anyway, I've just dobbed us both in. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
Too big, like my father's. Do you want to dance
with you?
No, with my father.
I'm Roger.
They call me me.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and that is another sort of thrilling piece of music that I've got in my collection. Light My Candle from Rent, the motion picture soundtrack, and, what's the connection to opera, you ask? Well, of course, it's rather a little bit easy today because, sometimes I'm occasionally easy. It is the Rent, the musical, is based on the wonderful Puccini opera. And you can check it out this coming December, I believe, in the big screen. It is, of course, La Boheme. So there you go. Now, the connection between the two is, when you start connecting it up, it actually makes a lot of sense because, Roger, who you just heard singing, is Rodolfo in La Boheme, and Mimi, rather easily, is Mimi as well. So, and that moment in Rent where they meet for the first time, and in the musical, I think it takes them a little few more times before they actually hook up together. In the opera, they sort of just it's rather simple. They kind of just hook up immediately. So that's quite easy and wonderful. And I think I've said easy too many times in the one sentence or phrase paragraph, but it doesn't matter because we're not writing this down. So in the opera, they kind of go off and have a good time together, and it's quite a beautiful moment. And I think that
time permitting.
Yes, there is time.
I'm going to play you that little version because, well, I just sang along to that and I want to sing along to this too. It is just an amazing piece of music of Suave Fanciulla. And I said that, you know, there'd be a bit of opera meets Broadway. Well, this is Broadway meets opera. So if you haven't heard the section of the moment yet, well, this is definitely the time to listen to it. This is Baz Luhrmann's La Boheme. Beautiful production, and this is O Suave Fanciulla. Rodolfo and Mimi have met. You know, Rodolfo's done his introduction aria, she's done her introduction aria, and now they sing together. And O Suave Fanciulla basically means something along the lines of, oh, beautiful girl with your hair in the moonlight, which, if you listen to Rent quite carefully, the same lyrics are used. And this is just a spectacular piece of music. And I will post up the invite to the... It will be showing on the big screen at Fed Square. So it will be nice to round up a few people and just hang out and on a wonderful summer's night and have a bit of a picnic. So I'll definitely post up the invite for you. It's just check out joy.org.au/thefoolandtheopera. There you go. So this is O Suave Fanciulla from Puccini's wonderful opera, La Boheme. Fool in the Opera on Joy 94.9, one of the most beautiful moments in opera there. Now, I've received a text that's just come in from Stan. Thanks very much for your text. It says, on the subject of Broadway, have you ever thought why there's no musicals with main gay characters? I know people say that musicals are all gay, but not with gay themes. Any thoughts why? The same applies to operas. Now, Stan, I thought I might answer, and my name's Dan, by the way. it rhymes with Stan. Hey, now I just did a quick scour through my music library, and you know what? There are a few operas. This is, you know, not a lot, but there are a few operas that have gay main characters in them, and there's certainly gay themes in them. So there's, of course, Lulu from Alban Berg is supposedly the first lesbian character in all of opera. And, oh, actually, not lesbian. She's sort of, you know, also, well, she's quite promiscuous. So she's also been known to be in bed with men as well throughout the opera. So, you know, she kind of, you know, sits on both sides of the fence, or sits on the fence, so, and goes both sides. Benjamin Britten, who himself was a gay man, and he wrote a lot of operas that was based around his partner's voice, Peter Piers. He also wrote a lot of gay-themed operas as well. And Peter Grimes, Death in Venice, and Billy Budd are probably the ones that are most notable for it. Peter Grimes, in fact, being, I suppose that being at the time, it was sort of very taboo to be gay, of course. And, you know, back in Britain, 1950s, when there was the big gay scouring of London, Peter Grimes is sort of a man who's very troubled by his sexual desires. And, well, his sexual desires are a little bit troubling as well because it's aimed at a particularly young man. And so that's an opera that's actually in Sydney at the moment, Opera Australia doing it. And it's
it's quite an amazing opera, I've got to say. I've seen it on DVD with Patricia Racette, who herself is a lesbian. She came out back in the 90s and is very well known for playing wonderful roles like Madame Butterfly. And in the particular Peter Grimes DVD that I've got, she also plays the sort of the nurse or the teacher. It's a very powerful opera. So that's a bit of a start for you. Combining opera and Broadway, in order to kind of, you know, I suppose, give an indication of a show that has both opera and gay characters and is on Broadway, well, where else could we go but this fabulous track now? It's a bit of a duo track. On the first side, it's got a song called Both Sides Now, a very wonderful piece from Joni Mitchell. And on the other side, it's a very wonderful piece by Verdi. It's the Sempre Libera track. So definitely going to play this for you. And I think that, Stan, this one's for you because I think it does combine everything in one. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
I really don't know life. Che speror più che far del cielo gioire.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and that is the grand finale to the show today because, well, we've got a countdown to the wonderful spectacular that is coming up, Broadway at Bedtime, and quite suitably, that track from the Australian cast recording, track 10 in fact, features Tony Sheldon, Jeremy Stanford, Teresa LaRocca, The Divas, and a very wonderful gentleman named Daniel Scott, who you will be able to hear performing live on Broadway Bedtime's 200th episode coming up in, just in about 3 minutes, so definitely stick around. I'm going to be heading down, so I believe there's still tickets at the door, so if you're not doing anything, definitely come along because this is going to be an amazing show. It's going to just be absolutely astounding and wonderful, so definitely go have a look. It's Alma Sports Club. It's 1 Wilkes Street, North Caulfield, and starts in, 3 minutes, as I said, and there's still tickets at the door, so definitely have a look, and there's going to be an amazing lineup of artists, including, of course, the Broadway Bedtime team themselves. Now, the final SMS I've got in, Stan from Sydney has just said, sorry, Dan, for some reason you got David sucking his head, not a problem. He's just remembered that another gay musical, Akash Faux, I know how to say that in the English, but I can't remember what it is right now, that he really likes. So thanks for the info, but you never have to admit that for the amount of gay following, you would have more, especially with those on Broadway. So yes, maybe there are more. I'll have to research. But in the meantime, I'm going to have to hand over to the gay lads in Broadway, Broadway Bedtime. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And no doubt, as I imagine the Daniel Scott would say, I'll catch you next week. Same Fledermaus time, same Fledermaus channel. This has been The Fool and the Opera.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.